You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line. Hunters Point Avenue.
Across the river from 42nd Street, the Newtown Creek Water Treatment Plant receives all of Lower Manhattan's wastewater until eventually the treated waste is poured back into open waters. Pharmaceuticals are producing behavioral and biological mutations along the fish population. The antidepressant fluoxetine, better known as Prozac, tends to relax fish and slows their development. The anticonvulsant carbamazepine affects the emergence of mosquito-like insects that are a popular food source for certain fish. But by far, the most dramatic example of this kind of pharmaceutical pollution has been the effect of estrogenic compounds on fish. Scientists working in the UK noted that male fish living downstream from wastewater treatment plants were becoming feminized. These fish were making proteins associated with egg production in females and developing early-stage eggs in their teats. Water treatment facilities such as Newtown Creek don't yet have the technology to break down the drugs. Unofficial testing has revealed traces of these drugs in New York City tap water. But since the federal government doesn't require drug testing for drinking water, as far as New York City inhabitants are concerned, their tap water clears all federal requirements. Just as with humans, the effects tend to wear off when drug doses are discontinued, so the damage done seems to be reversible.
This Safari 7 podcast was created by Alex Vial and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.